This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations warns of, quote, the potential for violence on a greater scale, end quote, in Myanmar, as protesters stage their biggest demonstration to date against the military's overthrow of the civilian government. Thousands of demonstrators gathered Wednesday in the streets of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, despite a ban on gatherings of more than four people imposed by the military. Roads and bridges leading into and through Yangon were blocked by cars with their hoods up, making them appear to have engine trouble, a new tactic employed by protesters to keep out police and military vehicles. Protesters have filled the streets of Myanmar's biggest cities every day since de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking government officials were detained in the February 1st coup. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will use his first ministerial meeting with NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging that longstanding ties were at times strained under former U.S. President Donald Trump. The change in tone and approach, as senior U.S. defense officials described it Tuesday, comes as the United Nations and NATO are staring down major decisions on force levels in Afghanistan and how to best confront powers like Russia and China, which remain set on bending international norms in their favor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg signaled a desire to reset the U.S.-NATO relationship earlier this month. U.S. President Joe Biden is promising a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. He is restating his goal after administration came under fire. This is VOA News. A court in Georgia was due to decide Wednesday whether to place one of the country's top opposition leaders in pretrial detention in a case denounced by the opposition as a political witch hunt. The move to arrest Nika Milia, chairman of the country's main opposition force, the United National Movement, risks further fueling the political crisis that has gripped Georgia following parliamentary elections in October. His supporters have vowed to obstruct police if they move to arrest him. Prosecutors in 2019 charged Milia with organizing, quote, mass violence, end quote, during his anti-government protest that year. They demanded his arrest last week after the 41-year-old refused to pay an increased bail fee. Milia faces up to 9 years behind bars if found guilty. Cambodia's government has issued a decree establishing a China-style internet gateway that will allow online traffic to be controlled and monitored, prompting local concern that democratic freedoms could be under threat. The 11-page decree announced Wednesday seeks to facilitate and manage internet connections to help revenue collection, protect national security, and maintain social order, culture, and tradition. Prime Minister Mario Draghi pledged Wednesday to use, quote, all means, end quote, to fight the coronavirus pandemic that has devastated Italy, and said it presented an opportunity for the country to rebuild as it did after World War II. In his first speech since taking office, the former European Central Bank chief listed the pandemic as his top priority of a long list of issues requiring urgent attention. The Netherlands trails in the European Union vaccination rankings despite its wealth and reputation for efficiency. Its vaccine has been hampered by poor planning and a conservative strategy that kept more than 40% of its vaccines in storage rather than in people's arms. The Netherlands only began vaccinating January 6th, the last EU country to do so. Gaza received its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines Wednesday after Israel approved the transfer through its border with the Hamas Islamist-run territory, Israeli and Palestinian officials said. The shipment sent by the Palestinian Authority from the occupied West Bank included 2,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine, enough to inoculate 1,000 people in a two-shot regimen. In the Philippines, Asia's largest Roman Catholic nation, priests sprinkled ash on the heads of devotees for Ash Wednesday. For those who could not go to church and to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, the church offered a blessed ashes to take home and mark their foreheads with a cross. This is